Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. That's exactly what Bill has done. Bill, thanks for being patient with me. We just need to take patient breaks. All right, so you're saying a year and a half ago. Did you have a drinking problem before a year and a half ago?
I don't think I did, but...
Did your wife think you did?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's assume, at least hypothetically, that there may have been a problem there. Okay, because whether, and I mean, it's certainly at least a marital problem, whether or not you actually have a drinking problem or not. If she has a problem with your drinking, then you got a drinking problem in your marriage, whether you, on an objective level, are drinking too much or not. If she thinks you do, then it becomes a marital issue. All right, but so you lost. How long were you out of work for, any length of time?
About 8 months.
That's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge.
And your sister is your sister okay now or not?
No, not at all.
Okay. What else is going on? Your parents alive or not?
Oh, no. They've been dead for years.
Okay. Do you have children?
Yes.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, okay. They're doing really good.
So it was, do you have financial problems at this moment or not?
No.
Okay, good. All right. So have you ever been, during the time that you lost your job, did you see anybody? Did you see a therapist or anything of that sort?
Well, I started to, and then they weren't telling me the things that I wanted to hear.
What did you want to hear?
I wanted to discuss the depression. And,
right.
They weren't discussing that. They were discussing the drinking. So after, you know, much of that, I said, okay, well, let's address the drinking. So I quit.
All right. Let me explain to you, which they should have done if they didn't, or maybe you just weren't willing to hear it, the reason that any competent therapist is going to look at the drinking before.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but depression is part of alcohol. You know?
Well, not only that, as I said, that we know that people who are much more prone to depression are also much more prone to drinking. So it's not that the drinking caused the depression. It's the depression was there, and that's why you drank. But let me just explain to you from a therapist's point of view that we know there's been a war for about 75 years. It was resolved about 10 years ago between psychology and psychiatry about how to treat depression. The psychiatrist said, medicate him. The psychologist said, talk to him. What we now know is they're both right and they're both wrong. The two together, plus if you put some exercise in, works much better than any of those things separately. So if you're dealing with a therapist who, and you come in and say, look, I'm depressed, I lost my job, you know, my sister's got cancer, and he figures out that you're drinking, he's in a bind. Because not only do we know that alcohol is a central nervous system depressant, but I can't logically put you on antidepressants because the interaction between alcohol and antidepressants is disastrous. So I got a problem
right.
with you. So
right.
I
have a problem with this also because I understand what you're saying, and that's what the professionals I've been speaking to have been saying.
Good. Okay.
When I get to this dark spot where... Literally, doctor, I get to the point where I just can't deal with it, and I go back to, you know, I went back to drinking, which is not good.
No, it's not. So during the 90 days where you were sober, were you seeing a therapist at all?
Yes.
Okay. Were you on antidepressants at all?
No.
Okay. Why not? I mean, part of it may be how
well,
much...
Well, because part of it is I didn't want to get on a regimen of choice.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to kind of get out of this funk.
Well, all right. I got it. But let me just, what kind of work do you do?
I'm in sales.
Okay. If you've got somebody who's working for you in sales, and they have a particular spiel that they go out, you know, and they give it over and over again, it's not working. One of the things that you're probably going to do as their supervisor, manager, saying, "Look, we got to try something different. This isn't working." And he may say, "Well, yeah, but this is, you know, it's worked before." But you're going to say, "Look, we need to do something different. We need to kind of figure out what we can take from this and use, and what we just have to dump because it ain't working. It doesn't make any difference if it worked before. It's not working now. We got to do something different." So I hear that it doesn't mean that you're going to be on antidepressants your whole life. It doesn't mean you're not, but it doesn't mean anything at this moment. We don't know. What we're really trying to do is reboot the system, to use a particularly inappropriate metaphor.
No, I like that. No, okay. Because I've been trying to reboot.
I know, but you've been rebooting with one hand tied behind your back. You're saying, okay, what I know, because I'm a smart guy and I've done the research, is that I've got a problem with alcohol. I know that I've got a problem with depression. I can handle, you know, for 90 days I handled the alcohol. It was a struggle, but I handled it. But I don't want to try antidepressants because...
No, you know, I'm not. Actually, the no drinking was not a problem.
Good for you. So why'd you go? So you're saying that you went back to the drinking because... Were you saying that during that 90 days there was no depression going on at all?
Yeah, there was a lot of depression going on.
So what's the difference between day 90 and day 91?
Because that there's a dark cloud that comes upon you.
That's the depression. That's the depression.
Yeah.
So if we know that, and we know that drinking...
Well, the thing is, I can't explain it.
Well, but you don't have to. I mean, anybody who's used to dealing with depression has heard it, right, or experienced it. So the whole point is, how do you deal with the dark cloud? And you're saying, well, the only way I know how to deal with it in the past is to drink. And we've already established it's not viable. It won't work for any length of time. So it's not a good solution. And the problem is now that we need listen, let me tell you what I would suggest at this moment. I think you're going to have to be on antidepressants for at least a period of time. I don't know if we're talking a couple of months or a couple of years. But if you knew, look, if you have high cholesterol, you take Lipitor.
Right,
if you've
right,
got
right.
high,
let me
you
ask
know,
you this. Why? It, let me ask you this. Where does that come from? Where does that?
Well, the assumption is, and again, is that it really is.
I mean, I've been a very, very viable, excellent human being my whole life.
It's not a punishment from God. It's not like if you're a bad person, we're going to make you depressed. That's like saying, if I'm a good person, why do I get diabetes? Or why do I get cancer? Or why do I get kidney problems? It's the depression. I'm not sure that I'd buy, to be quite honest, that alcoholism is a disease, because I think you have a choice there. With depression, you got no choice at all.
That.
You got only a choice of it's your biology in the same way. No one would ever say to you, you know, how the hell did you, you know, did you become diabetic, assuming that you're normal weight, that you're not obese. So maybe that's a particularly bad example. But let's find ALS. Let's say that you or MS. Let's say that you develop a neurological problem.
I understand the addiction of addiction. I understand that.
But we're not talking about addiction. We're not talking about alcohol anymore. We're talking about depression. Depression has nothing to do with addiction.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, but I'm telling you that the addiction is a result of the depression, or the drinking behavior is a result of the depression, not the cause of the depression, number one. And number two, the addiction is just a response to saying, you know, I want to keep this away. I mean, you may have more of a propensity to addictive behavior than other people, but that you're drinking because you're depressed. You're not depressed because you're drinking, although at this point, they're certainly not unrelated. Let me put you on hold.
Well,
come back in just a moment.
Hand, sure.
Let me put you on hold. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's how you get in touch with me Monday through Friday between noon and 3 Eastern. The time you listen is whenever your radio station in your market carries me, or whenever you listen on the podcast, which you can always get at drjoy.com. But the time to talk with me, as Bill is doing, is between noon and 3 Eastern on Monday through Friday. All right, so Bill, we're sort of trying to differentiate here between alcoholism and depression. And they are certainly not unrelated, but they're not the same at all. And certainly there are alcoholics who are not depressed, although there are not a whole lot of them. And there are people who are depressed who are not alcoholics. So the question is, it sounds like you're able to deal with the alcoholism much better than the depression. So the question is, how do we tackle the depression? And I think the answer is you've got to be off alcohol to be able for someone to, first of all, get a board. You need to go through detox and be in a situation so that people can put you on, at least for a short period of time, on antidepressants. And the question is where it comes from is it's literally biochemical malfunction.
The depression.
Yes.
Okay.
It's nothing.
I can deal with that.
Well, but you can't. That's what I'm telling you. It's nothing that you can will away.
See, I can't understand it. I have nothing to be depressed about. My life is great.
Bill, let me help you with that. Stop. If you can look and say it when you people first of all confuse sadness and depression to a ridiculous extent, the word is incredibly misused. If you can look and say, my sister's sick and dying, and I'm very upset about that, and I cry about it, and I'm but presumably when you're sad about it, you can certainly deplore it, you can feel awful for your sister, you can worry about being alone, but you're not suicidal. It doesn't completely immobilize you, and you can point to something externally. If you lose your job, you can say, you know, I it makes me feel worthless and I really don't like it at all. You know, but I'll get another job. You can look. So those are external things that you can point to and say, that makes me upset or that makes me sad or that makes me, that is hard for me to deal with. That isn't what depression is. Depression is there's nothing outside that you can point to. That it's not, it's nothing. Now, external things can sometimes trigger it, but depression has nothing to do with externals. It's internal. That's why it's biochemical. Now, can you get yourself in a situation so external things are troublesome enough that they can perhaps alter your biochemistry and trip you over into depression? Yeah. We call that situational, or there's actually something called seasonal affective disorder, where, believe it or not, the amount of sunlight hitting your thyroid can actually affect your biochemistry. But that's a very small subset of depression. Most of depression has nothing to do with anything external whatsoever. It may be genetic. The more we know about any mental illness or any mental problem is that there is almost always a genetic link, which may mean that you have a family history that may or may not have been talked about. But it's like saying, look, you got a broken leg. How come you're not exercising? Because I have a broken leg. And saying, well, gee, I have a great life. How come I'm depressed? Is a misunderstanding of depression. It has nothing to do with it.
That is my misunderstanding. I can't come to grips with it.
Well, you don't have to come to grips with it. You just have to understand it.
Why is everything in my life okay, but I'm still having this?
Because it has nothing to do with it. That's like saying, you know, I go to church every Sunday. How come I have multiple sclerosis? They have nothing to do with one another. They're completely independent. And if you stopped going to church, would you still have multiple sclerosis? Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other. That's how you can tell it's depression.
So what would you recommend?
I would recommend that, first of all, you stop drinking. And if you can't stop drinking...
I did.
Okay. That you find, if you thought the therapist... I think you're going to be dealing with a psychiatrist rather than a psychologist, because we're going to be talking about medication. And there's no sense starting with somebody that you're going to have a referral to somebody else. So if you liked your therapist before... Go back to them. If you didn't, look for a psychiatrist. You're going to have to stay up. Go ahead.
One of the things that bothers me is I don't want to shift, you know, from medicating myself from alcohol to prescriptions.
Tough.
I mean, it doesn't seem like
Bill, they have nothing to do with one another. We're in a country that recreational drugs are fine, but anything that may actually help you. Are you on Lipitor? Are you on any blood pressure medication?
No, you're on no other medications.
Okay. Well, let me tell you the reality, baby cakes, which is you're very likely going to be on antidepressants for a while. And a while is, I don't know. And I don't want to lie to you. I don't want to mislead you. It may be that we can basically reboot you in 3 to 6 months, which means by the end of the summer, you're going to not be drinking, you're not going to be depressed, you're going to have an exercise program, you're going to be in therapy, and you're going to feel better than you ever have in the last 55 years of your life. It may be that you're going to be on antidepressants for longer than that. And if you have a good, competent therapist, which I'm sure you will find, one of the things you're going to do when you feel better is you're not going to make the decision yourself. You're going to say to the therapist, can we lower the dosage and see if a lower dosage really, really holds me? And if it does, at some point, I'd like to try a while of no antidepressants. But we need to reboot you at this moment. You're talking about something that went on, it's been going on for a year and a half. My guess is it's been going on much longer than that. It just hasn't been acknowledged because external events basically just sort of overwhelmed your ability to deal with your depression via alcohol. And you're going to have to understand that for you, alcohol is probably off the table, certainly for the next year or so, but probably for the rest of your life, because you don't seem to be able to moderate it very well. And some people do, some people don't. You will lead a perfectly happy life.
You're absolutely right. I don't like to moderate, and I'm not a moderate.
All right, so you're going to be a guy that's going to be drinking club soda for the rest of your life, and you'll be just fine. And you'll probably have a better marriage, a better sex life. Your car insurance may go down. I mean, but so alcohol is for you for right now is certainly off the table. And you're telling me that the 90 days were not even much of a problem. And during that 90 days was the holidays and New Year's Eve. And so if you can get through those without alcohol, without any real grief about it, you'll be fine. Your wife will think you're great. Your kids will be much happier with you. And you can take that money and travel or do whatever you want to do. Now, in addition to that, you're very likely for at least, let's say, the next 6 months to a year, going to be in therapy on a weekly basis with antidepressants for at least a part of that time. And you're going to get in an exercise program because we know that those three things together work better. And the promise you're going to be able to make with your therapist is that blackness isn't going to come over me anymore. All right, let me put you on hold, and if we need to talk some more about this, I'll put you back on. You think about it. I need to take a break here. I'll be right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, we're talking with Bill, and I think Bill's call has been very helpful, hopefully to Bill, but also to other people, of understanding the difference between depression and sadness. That sadness is, you can look externally and say, well, that's what's making me unhappy. Depression has nothing to do with that. Depression is an internal situation, and nothing that you do can make it feel any better. And I think Bill's description of this black cloud is a very common description of depression. And it's nothing, you can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps. It's nothing that you did that someone is, this is sort of an evilness that's coming, that's being visited upon you. It's depression. And it's interesting when we come to mental issues that somehow we think there's something we've either done right or there's something we can do that we've done something wrong and there's something we can do that'll make it better. When it comes to physical issues, we understand we need to get to a professional. And if you've got a raging infection, you take antibiotics. And nobody's sort of, you're not going to be on antibiotics the rest of your life, and nobody views that as a weakness. It's just you've got a raging infection, and this is the way to deal with it. And dealing with it by yourself would be viewed as just plain stupid. But when it comes to issues that are certainly as life-threatening and as life quality of life affecting, that somehow we decide, well, you know, I should just tough it out. And you shouldn't. And it doesn't make any sense. It's not a wise thing to do. And so what I'm saying is that we'll take alcohol. You may have to look at the fact that you can't drink, and you will be perfectly fine for it. And that it sounds to me that you need to be on antidepressants for a period of time and see what happens. And it may be that this is a short period of time. It may be that there's certain times of the year that are going to be more prone to depression. And you and your therapist can work that out. You don't self-medicate and you don't change the dosages, but you get involved with somebody that knows what's going on in your life, that you tell them what's going on in your life, that they help you monitor blood levels of medication, and you exercise, and then you don't have to worry about that black cloud following you around and descending on you when you least expect it.
I agree, and I want to thank you, and I told your screener I would stay on just to tell you it was the weirdest thing today. I was listening to my local sports radio talk show, and it switched. Without my touching the knob, It went to your show. I swear to God, it did. And you were talking about exactly what I was going through, and I was having a tough time, and I can't tell you how much you helped me, and I can't thank you enough.
Well.
And I will heed your advice and move forward, but my God, thank you so much.
Well, Bill, you're welcome. I love the story. It gives me a little bit of goosebumps, but listen.
No, I'm covered right now.
Yeah,
I didn't
want
to tell you that. My radio, and I didn't, it just went to your station.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I'm a God-believing man, and that's part of the reason I think, why am I going through this? But thank you for your time.
Well, Bill, listen.
Thank you for your time. And,
you're most welcome.
I take everything that you had to say to heart, and
good.
I'll move forward. Thank you so much.
All right, two things. First of all, I love the story. Second of all, listen, the universe provides for us in all sorts of different ways, and if I'm going to be your guardian angel today, I'm perfectly willing to accept that role. And
I got to tell you, truly... I don't even know what 800 AM is. I don't even use AM. I was listening to an FM station when all of a sudden you came on.
Wow. That's switched from FM to AM. Wow.
I know. I got to tell you, it's... where are you at?
Where do I broadcast out of?
Yeah.
Well, CK 800 is CKLW out of Windsor in Ontario.
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'm
in New York.
Oh,
I'm
my
out of
God.
New York,
Dr. Joy. So. It was a life-changing experience. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
Well, thank you. And you can, if you need to, you can go to drjoy.com, just drjoy.com, and download the podcast.
Actually, I think I'll just shoot you a quick email. And
That would be great. That would be good.
Hopefully you can keep on my shoulder.
I would be delighted to, but as I said, you could get a copy of our conversation at drjoy.com, put it on your smartphone, and listen to it whenever you need to.
Excellent. Thank you so much, dear.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome, Bill. Good luck. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing, all right? I think I'm sure were touched by your candor and your pain and your honesty and your courage. So keep in touch with us.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Wow, that's a pretty cool story. Does that give you goosebumps?
It does.
It gives me goosebumps. You wasn't even listening to AM. I mean, it's the signal bouncing around is one thing.
Yeah.
But from AM to FM.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, just the it was like just the timing of something like that happening was just perfect, you know?
Yeah.
So
well,
that's amazing.
Listen, makes you believe in something, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever,
absolutely.
A miracle is whatever works. So listen, why not?
Yeah.
All right.
Certainly.
Well, that certainly is something to take a deep breath about. All right. So what have I got here? I've got a couple minutes. All right, let's see what we've got. It's hard. Maybe that's our part of our UFO discussion. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure exactly how to classify that. I mean, that was amazing, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think somebody wanted Bill to hear you and give you a call and
they just took care of it.
Yeah.
They took care of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll have to get in touch with Keith at CKLW and tell him that whether he knows it or not, he's doing God's work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I mean, the switching from AM to FM, that's a pretty cool thing. I'm fairly impressed by that.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if I've got anything that I can deal with, because I thought we'd put up an email, but I think I'm probably going to run out of time to do an email on this thing. We can probably do it in the next segment. Let's see what else I got here that we haven't really covered here. While I sort of catch my breath. Let me just take another minute, I guess, to talk about the fact that that's to a certain extent, Bill and before him, Jason, are really the reason I'm here. I mean, look, we love talking with you guys on Facebook, and we tell you what's been going on in history. But the reason we're here, the reason I'm here, and the reason Manny helps me out is to really help people who are having problems. And it's free, obviously. Hopefully, I'm a licensed clinical psychologist. You don't have to actually worry about credentials. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to disagree with me, because you are. But it does mean that at least you don't have to worry about whether I have an agenda, because I don't. And the whole deal is that you can call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and not wait for for a mysterious station to put you on with me. All you have to do is remember the phone number, right? 855-993-7569, as I said. And I know many of you go to the website and download the podcast, which is perfectly fine. And there's also people will call and say, well, I don't know what you're talking about today. And the point is, it doesn't make any difference what we're talking about today. We're always willing to talk about whatever you're willing to talk about. So, okay. All right, so I'm trying to think. All right, let's just here's the story I thought I would do, just because it turns out that fish skulls basically, it turns out, are not from sharks. You know, it turns out that sharks are a different species. It turns out that we were probably, you know, the notion is we all came out of the ooze, which is such a nice way of talking about us, don't you think? that the idea is that we are actually evolved from fish. So and that means it says that mixture of features, bony fishes and other cartilaginous fishes. Don't you love that word? Mm-hmm. Suggests that humans made just as many features you might call primitive as sharks. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to look at sharks again, and I think that doesn't necessarily include only lawyers. Oh dear! Don't send me emails. My brother's a lawyer.
Did you say that out loud?
I didn't. Someone mysteriously changed the channel on me. It wasn't my fault. Some other clown was saying things like that. So, all right, I can get myself. You know, with basically, as long as I have a full segment, I'm okay. When I have a minute and a half, is when I get myself in serious trouble. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. And again, you know what I do want to do? I just was, you could hear, I need a little bit of time, of recovery time, from sort of feeling like the channel was mysteriously changed. But they're really, do not confuse sadness and depression. All right, they are not the same animal at all. It's like, don't confuse cancer and a head cold. They're not the same. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3759. Folks, if you have, if you get the nerve up to call, understand, it may take a minute or two to get on, and Manny will ask you what your question is, but we'll put you on. And we've had our rabies shot, so we're not biting people this week. All right, how about in the time remaining, how about if we do an email since we haven't done one for a couple of days? Have we? I don't think we have. Oh, we were going to. Yeah, let's do an email.
We got an email from Lillian in New Hampshire. She says, my daughter, who is 41, has two little boys, 4 and 2. The 2-year-old has a really bad temper. He will scream, hit his brother, stamp his feet, kick. My daughter had a period of depression, which has surfaced several times, which her doctor said was a chemical imbalance, and at one time was on a low dose of Paxil. She stopped taking it because she has no health insurance and couldn't afford it. The two-year-old has now discovered how to get out of his crib and screams to let out of his room. There is a gate, continuing for over an hour. He wrecked the room, throwing everything around, diapers, wipes, even got into the diaper genie, all the while screaming to be let out. My daughter can't stand when they cry and stresses out and cries over it. So inevitably she'll go and get him. My advice to her was to let him scream and to take all these items out of the room. He has to eventually learn that he has to go to bed, but it might take a week of this before he gives in. She hasn't slept for days and gets migraines. I fear she is at her wit's end. She is alone most of the time. Her husband works and has a nighttime job as well as three evenings a week. I might add that when he's home before the boys go to bed, he roughhouses with them, getting them all worked up and excited. He doesn't listen to her when she asks him not to, but to read to them or spend quiet time. And when I mentioned it at my house, while he was roughhousing with them, he just ignored me. Not that it's my business, but he thinks that is what dads do, especially with boys. What do you think, Dr. Joy? What can she do with the little one? I worry about her mental well-being and the boy's attitudes. The oldest is quite smart, but tunes his mother out.
Okay. Well, we've got a whole bunch of stuff here. Let's go through one at a time. First of all, you need to talk with your physician because the drug companies, basically, you may be put on a generic. I don't know if Paxil is still under copyright or not, but there are a lot of programs under Obamacare and other situations where you can get your medication. So if you need your medication, you talk with your doctor about not just taking yourself off the medication, number one. Number two, there's a marital problem here as well as a parenting problem in that the dad can certainly play with the kids, but not just before bedtime, because unless he's willing to be there and put them to bed. And if he's going to roughhouse with the kids on nights where he's not working, then if I were you, I'd tell your daughter to come over to your house, and I don't know how far away you live, or to go to a movie or whatever, and let him deal with the fallout from it. And they may respond very differently to him than to you anyway. So, but you're right. Roughhousing with kids before they go to bed is just getting them all riled up, which is going to make it much harder for them to be calm and go to sleep. And you can tell them I said so. I don't know how close you live, but maybe giving them a night out where they can go out together and you take care of the kids and you explain to your grandson that Grammy will come and read you a story, and if you go right to sleep with your nightlight on, then you get a gold star on your forehead, and you get to go to McDonald's, or you get to go pick out a present or whatever, so that maybe you can kind of help the child understand a different way of behaving. I think you're basically right that the kid needs to learn that otherwise what she's teaching him is yell for an hour, throw stuff around, and then mom will come and get you. And a kid, an hour for a kid is nothing. I mean, they don't care. They don't have any time constraints whatsoever, and time has no value to them. I'm probably most concerned not about the two-year-old having a hissy fit, but about dad completely ignoring mom and mom's concerns and being willing. And she may want to say, look, I know that you really like roughhousing with the kids, and leave him with the kids on the weekend, on Saturday or Sunday, and let him play with the kids. Because certainly I think it's appropriate for dad to play with the kids, but not just before bedtime. And I think the fact that he just kind of ignores her is troublesome in and of itself. The Paxil issue, I think, needs to be addressed. I think part of what I would do if I were in your shoes is suggest to your daughter that she comes and stays with you for a couple of days and let him take care of the kids. And remember when I was when my daughter was first born, and her father came home and said, "Well, how is she today?" I said, "Oh, she was really snotty." And she's at the time was maybe 3 or 4 months old. And he looked at me like I had just lost my mind. And then within a very short period of time, we were all on vacation together. And he saw that the kids have moods, just, you know, even young kids. And they can have off days and they can be demanding and whatever. But for him to experience it firsthand was very different than him looking at it through my eyes. So I think Dad needs to have some more one-on-one time with kids. And the result of his roughhousing with the kids, let him take care of the kids at night, or let him take care of the kids for the weekend, so he understands that kids have moods and that there are different ways of tuning into the moods and not. So, I mean, the problem is, you know, what I would probably do is take your son-in-law out for coffee by himself and say, look, you're a great dad, and I know you love the kids, but understand that if you read any child psychology book, they say don't get the kids all crazy before they go to bed, because it's very hard for them. It's hard for everybody, but it's particularly hard for small children to make the transition from daylight and behavior into going to sleep. And you've got both of the kids, but in particular the younger child has a very difficult time ramping down, and he feels he's missing something. The other thing to be careful about is putting the kids to bed at the same time. Because if the two-year-old feels everybody else is having a great time, that they're out doing wonderful things, he's going to raise much more of a ruckus than if both kids go to bed at the same time. And if mom and dad are watching television, do it someplace other where the kid can't see it. So don't go from everybody sitting around watching television to then dumping the kids in their room, because what they'll feel is they're missing something. Go in the bedroom and read. As I said, I actually am not particularly in favor of locking kids in, although it sounds to me that the gate may make some sense at this particular moment. But I am a fan of locking parents in. And I think you're just going to have to get your daughter some Bose headphones that are noise canceling, or get her some sort of iPod or something so she can go. Part of it is that we have to learn how to deal with our children. And our children are going to figure out very quickly the things that make us craziest. So it's really important that she not present herself as somebody who is weak to her children, because, as you point out, the younger kid may be okay with it. The older kid will just sort of decide to start dismissing mom. So a lot of information. If you need to call me or she needs to call me, you know the phone number, 855-99-DR-JOY. In the meantime, talk to your son-in-law. Not lecturing him, but just say, hey, listen, what if you tried this for a week and see what happens? And if you do that, I'll babysit for the kids on Saturday and my treat for dinner. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.